This week's Shurim have been sponsored by Torah Way, Lechvod HaNisuyim Shel Bensi Lebrecht and Malka von Prague, in appreciation of the sterling Kol HaLoshon service provided by Mr. Yitzchok von Prague Nayoi.
Yud Ches Teves, Friday the 13th of January, Babe David Zahn, Faya Besiv Lo Som.
Shalom Lechem, good morning. Nice to be back. Thank you for being saved with me again. So if the truth is the subject, Faya Besiv Lo Som, different type of being saved. So the prophet says, Vahi Bayonim Mohim, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetel Echot, Faya Besiv Lo Som, Faya Besiv saw the suffering of Kal Yisrael. And the Chazal just give a vivid description of what it means by Yabisid Lysom. So Roya Bisid Lysom, Iboycha Vaime, who's crying, Chavali Aleichem, I have such pity on you, Mihita Musia, I wish I could die for you and to save you. Shein Lacha avoid the Koshim of Nechas Atit. There's no harder work than working with cement. I wouldn't know, I don't be involved in this type of work, but anyway, whatever. Ein Lacha avoid the Koshim. He put a shoulder, so he went and sorted out their loads and helped them to carry it easier. And even Chazal says, it came along. I can imagine even the Egyptian taskmasters, they probably said, well, what are you interfering? So he said, you know, I'm a representative of Paro. Paro wants slaves who can work, not dead slaves. You overwork them, and there'll be no use to anybody. So he made out as if he was an agent of Paro, and in so doing, in order to assist the Kal Yisrael, that was his motive, but he did it in such a way as though the taskmaster should need to think that he's working on behalf of Paro. So Vayav Mishim Leifam, Ben Mishasol, Shom Shvajon, the Chayim Levrach explains, he says, Chazal, get this out from the words Vayah Besiv Leisam. Vayah, the prophet doesn't say anything about helping. You might have expected the tale would say that the prophet would you know, sort of wax lyrical about what Moshe Rabbeinu did in its life. Vayah Besiv, that's all it says. So, where is the remez that he actually helped? So, Shaul Chavon says, he says, because Vayah Besiv Leisam. If you see someone suffering, if you see, then that's your automatic reaction. If you don't have this reaction, you haven't seen it. You haven't seen it. It's like in a high-speed train. You've seen that window. You haven't seen it. And it is by Yahweh. It says, like, we saw it. We saw it. We saw it, and he felt, and he helped. That's later by Ilim Chazayim. Which makes it all the more remarkable that when the Pasuk continues, by Yahweh, it says, like, son, what does it say? What would you expect to find? You would expect to find some sort of a description of what Moshe Rabbeinu actually did. As we said, he helped everybody. You don't find any such description. The next thing the prophet says, he went out, he went out, and he saw this mitzvah hit him. You saw a Egyptian hitting a Yid, which probably wasn't such a rare occurrence at that time in Mitzrayim, but for the wolf slaves, and he killed the Mitzri. And that's what the prophet brings in the same breath as Vayav Siv Loisam. So it's very nice. Surely the Torah wants to highlight the feeling, the mesirus which Moshe Rabbeinu had for Klai, so you'd have expected to find something a bit more positive about it. You know, saying how he helped, not he saw and he killed the Mitzri. Okay, very good, he killed the Mitzri. It's very good, yes, because he felt for the Yid. But that's only one isolated incident. Surely it should have said that should have been some description here of the way he gave himself over. As Chazal says, why is the Torah highlights what he did for Klai so by saying that he killed the mitzvah, very nice, kill the mitzvah, one mitzvah less, so plenty that'd be with the 20 left. We don't need to understand. So perhaps we could analyze what went into this story. He killed the mitzvah. What was it all about? He killed the mitzvah. What did this mitzvah do? So the passage just tells, he was hitting somebody. And the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, Akum Shehiko Yisrael Chai Mifa. Shenema, Vayifen Choy Vachoy Vayachas Amitri. A goy hits a yid, it's Chai Nisa. And the Makoy is Mispasit. It's not one of Shemitz's brain there. A goy hits a goy, it's not Chai Nisa. But Akum Shiki, it's all Chai Nisa. Shenema, Vayifen Choy Vachoy Vayachas Amitri. That's what the Gemara tells us. But we look in Rashi, we see something else. Rashi says, what was the story? Maki'ish Ivri. Says Rashi said it was a Maisa. This was the Bailosh Shlomis Bas Divri Hoya. This the Yid who was suffering from being hit by the Mitzri was the husband of Shlomis Bas Divri, but not on Enova. Ubalayla Hemidoy, and the Mitzri went in. They basically chucked the husband out. Went to his wife. The Nichus the Boalishtoy, and she didn't realize who it was. After the husband came, realized something was going on. So therefore, he started remonstrating the Mitzri, and that's when the Mitzri started hitting him. So the Pasuk says, he saw what the Mitzri had done to the Yid, the Abner which he had done with Babayis, he'd gone with his wife, and Basodah, he'd hitting him, then he killed him. So the fact that Rashi stresses, Ma Osele Babayis, Ma Osele Basodah, would imply that the Mitzri was also Chai Mitzri because he was Baal Eish Ezish. With Baal Eish Ezish. The Chazal tell us, Eish Yisrael, even a goy is Mitzvah Baal Eish Ezish. And there was no Tal Shiz and Al Zeyes and Mosh Ebit Zibnei Noach. So, if so, we have a Shaila. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a Raya from this Pasuk, that the Akum Shehika Yisrael is Chai Mitzvah, so the actual fact of hitting it. However, that wasn't the only thing the Mitzri did. The Mitzri had committed an Avera of Znus, it was a Baal Eish Ezish. Perhaps that's why it was Chai Mitzvah. So what's the Gemara's raya? What's the proof of the Gemara? That Akum Shehik Patrick is not Chai Mitzvah. Perhaps he killed him because he was a Baal Eish Ezish. This is what we need to understand. So you might suggest, perhaps he was Chai Mitzvah for both. Perhaps he was Chai Mitzvah for both. It's difficult because the Gemara only mentions the fact that if the din was that he's Chai Mitzvah for, if he'd be Chai Mitzvah for the fact that he was Baal Eish Ezish, then what's the Gemara's raya? So it's partially this mashal, the whole Chai Mitzvah was only because he was hit the Mitzvah. So we have to understand. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayifen Choyva Choyva Ya Kienish. Rashi says, Kienish. Osid lotzis mimenu she is Gaia. Moshe Rabbeinu looked with Ruach HaKodesh, he looked into the generations, the descendants which had come out of this Mitzri, and he saw no one worthwhile, no one's going to become a Ger, so he killed it. Makshim Ba'il on the Zav sector, this Gerov Asakasha, he says, and if there would have been somebody, it's Chai Misa. Since when do you take into consideration what will come out? If someone is Chai Misa, they're Chai Misa. You know, we don't start making investigations about who his children may be or are, whatever. It's Chai Misa, that's how it is. So what's the chat? Says the Biskarov, the Pasuk says later on, when the next day Moshe Rabbeinu went out, and he saw the Shnei Anoshim Ibn Nitz, he saw Dothan Aviram having a fight, and he interfered. And he said, what's going on? And they said, are you going to say you're going to kill me? What's Hato'ema? The Rashi said, because they said that you killed the Mitzri, are you going to kill us the same way you killed the Mitzri by saying the Shema Mefarash? You killed him in the Shema. There was no physical act of killing here. He said the Shema Mefarash, the Mitzri dropped dead. Says the Biskarov, the fact that he killed the Mitzri in this way is a Misa B'dei Shamai. It's not Misa B'dei. Why Misa B'dei Shemayim? So the Biskarov says, because the Rambam writes, the Hilchos Melachim, Akum Shehika Yisrael, Afal Pi Shechai Misa Eina Nerag. Even though it's Chai Misa, he doesn't get killed. What does that mean? Even though it's Chai Misa, he doesn't get killed. So the Biskarov translates the Rambam, Afal Pi Shechai Misa, but Eina doesn't get killed because it's not Chai Misa's Bezdin. It's only Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Chiyav Misa of Akum Shikhi Sol is not a Chiyav Misa Bezdin. There are certain of it, supposed to say, Chai Misa Bezdin, not Chiyav Misa Bezdin. The Mela, that's what I'm saying, Afa Pi Shechai Misa, or Be'in Anera, you don't get killed, because it's Chai Misa Bezdin Shemai. That's the picture of, if so, if Shecholuk, it's different Misa Bezdin from Misa Bezdin Shemai. Someone who's done an Avera, for which punishment is Mises Bezdin, absolutely no difference as to what the consequence, who will come out. There are no other cheshbonos. Whether it's children or eniklach, will be, art, tzaddikim, chassidim, whatever, makes no difference. It's Chai Misa. In Misa B'dei Shemayim, there are cheshbonos. In Misa B'nai Shemaim, when it's Misa B'nai Shemaim, then the B'nai Shemaim has Cheshbeinus. In Misa, it's better we don't delay. If someone's Chai, Misa B'nai Eidim Tam, in the Yadin, we would do it, carry out the sentence straight away. Misa B'nai Shemaim, it could be delayed, perhaps there's a bit silver, perhaps this, perhaps that. The Cheshbeinus is a different, it's a less severe form of Misa. Therefore, that's why, says the Bisker of, Vayaki Enish, Ein Ish Osid Lotsis, Menu Sheyiz Gaia, Moshe Rabbeinu looked into the generations, he looked into the descendants of who may come out of this mystery, and he saw there was nothing worthwhile, and that's why he killed him. Because, why did he look? Because it was Misa B'nei Shemaim, Halav Devi Ata Oyla. There wasn't a few Misa B'nei. Since it was Misa B'nei Shemaim, there are Cheshbeinus. This is what the Bisker of says. And Be'emeth, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechen Levracha, it says with Fizeh, very good, the Rashi. Vayifen choy v'choy, vayah ki ein ish. So Rashi says, ki ein ish, ein ish osis losis menish in his gaya. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the question, said, what's wrong with the Poshim chat of the prophet? Vayifen choy v'choy, vayah ki ein ish. Good enough chat, vayah ki ein ish, vayifen choy v'choy, vayah ki ein ish. He told nobody around, nobody. He says, because if he would have taken a weapon, a shot, taken a gun or a knife and killed him, he's going to make sure no one's watching him. He didn't do anything, he just said the chain on fire. So even then, nobody would have been watching him. He thought the boy had a heart attack and dropped dead on the spot. And then no one would see anything. Therefore, Ibn Rashi acts there. So what about you? By Aki Adish, what's he looking for? Amish, lots of that's what he was looking for. He was looking to see whether there was anything which would come out of this mystery. Right. So now that it's established that the Chiyuv Misa of this mitzvah was a Chiyuv Misa B'nei Shemayim because he was the Akum Sheker Yisol. So now the question needs to be asked. Rashi says this boy was a boy Leish Avish. So he's Chiyuv Misa Bezdin. So in the Gemara's Mavua, that the Chiyuv Misa was only because of the fact that he hit the Yid. But why was he not Chaimis on Mizu Bezdin? Why was he Chaimis on Bezdin? So Mr. Maral writes, the chat is like this, because there was an interesting type of story here, as Rashi describes. What happened here? So Rashi says that this mitzvah came in, and he chucked out the husband. She wasn't aware who it was. She was half asleep. She didn't realize who it was. So if we're declaring, do we have Avis that this mitzri was boy leishlish? She couldn't be an Avis, she didn't know who it was. Not us then. The man came home, the husband. The Hirgish Madaba, he realized that someone, he saw the mitzri, put two and two together, and he realized it must have been a mitzri. So the husband also couldn't be made, he's got circumstantial evidence. It wasn't him, but he saw someone coming out of the house, and it looks like it was. But there's no Avis that this mitzvah actually did it. So we have no Avis that the mitzvah committed this aveir. But only the Yid chapped when he came in, he saw the boy coming out, he realized that the boy had been doing something. So the mitzvah realized, and the Yid realized, because that's where he started giving attention. So says the Maral, being that there was no Avis, who killed, who was with his wife, the guy was with his wife, and I, Moshe Rabbeinu knew. How did he know? He had Ruach HaKodesh. He said, you can't kill somebody for Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, Leib HaShemayim. So, Enocham, Moshe Rabbeinu knew Ruach HaKodesh, he understood what was going on, but that Achim, you have to keep the bonus on. That you can't enforce. That there's no Achim, Mrs. Bezdin, for this. Therefore, there was no Chiyuv, for the Aveda of being Boilesh Fish. The whole Chiyuv was because it was Akum Sheker Yisol for the Edmunds. If so, the question comes back. So why is it mentioned, Bichlal? Why? The Chiyuv Yisol was only because the guy hit the Mitzvah, hit the Yid. And the fact that he was Boilesh Fish, that was something which you couldn't convict him for that. You couldn't convict him because there was no Edmunds. Fine. So at the end of the day, all we need to know is why is Rashi giving us this whole drasha that he saw him hitting and why he was hitting? It's irrelevant. This longer if you've been chai misa also being by leish fish, so we need to know the circumstances to why it's chai misa, but he's not chai for that. He's only chai because of the fact that he hit him. So why is Rashi bringing in the chlaf? But perhaps the chat is like this. There was always bothered me. I felt like I was going to force him to ask the question. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, and he sees a mitzvah hitting Yid. I'm sure this wasn't an uncommon thing in the time. You know, you see all these pictures I've got of with the all these pictures of how the Yidim with the whips in their hand and the Mitzvah was such marvelous masters of the Yidim. It's anybody, of course, it was in the old time. It was Abdus. Rabbanu didn't wait for Rabbanu Shara. So make sure they go. Oh, Mother Tov, he's a Mitzvah Yidim. That was the only time it ever happened. You went through Halal Pakhi and took a short walk. I mean, you go there and some was happening all over the nation. The Chazal tell us the Yiddish the persecuted because it didn't fulfill the quotas, etc. So it was happening all over. Why did you go out killing all the Mitzvahs? Now, the Chayyid of Pshat is, you could say two Pshat. You could say one Pshat. The Ben Shetet Tavrom Avinu, the Bispen Absorim, Yodaya Teda, Higeri Azacho Ben Seilahem, Avodah Avinu Oysom Abba Meir Shalom. There was a Gzeiro. Avodah Avinu Oysom. It's interesting, the Malbim makes a comment. He says, in the grammar, Avodah Avinu Oysom, they will serve them. That means the subject of that word is the Klal Yisrael will serve the Mitzrayim. Avinu Oysom, the Mitzrayim will afflict them. So he asked the question, why it should say, if the subject of the Inuitam is the Mitzrayim will afflict them, why isn't the subject of the Avodah not, they will serve them, so they will enslave them. Why is the Avodah, they will serve them, the Klaifah will serve the Mitzrayim, the Inuitam, the Mitzrayim will afflict. So he says like this, he says, the Gezerah of the Bispin Absalom was, Klaifah should be good, Kigei Yazaracha, it should be gay, it's $30. Vavodim, and they should have to work. That was the Gzeira. And that Gzeira, the Kaiser knew, was Yedu Mekabu Ba'ava, the Gzeira, the Mershon, Vavodim. They worked willingly, happily, but they were Mekabu the Gzeira. Inu wasn't part of the deal. Persecution and affliction, that wasn't part of the deal. The Inu Oysom, that's the Mitzrayim to Mother. And Van writes, why was Paroi punished, Mitzrayim punished for doing what they did to Klal Yisrael? This was part of the Gzeira. So he says, because they overstepped the mark. So the Gzeira, as the Bible says, the Gzeira was Abdus. That was a deal. Inui, that wasn't part of the deal. That's why the prophet says, "V'chashe ya'anu oisoi, kenyibu v'chenyifu." The more they afflicted them, it didn't work. Kenyibu v'chenyifu. So that is, the Abdus fine. That was a deal. But the Inui, the persecution, the suffering, the torture, the kashi, they didn't achieve their goals and their aims with this. Kashi ya'anu, kenyibu v'chenyifu. The more they tried to persecute them, to reduce chashom chalifah, kenyibu v'chenyifu. It was a deal. The tried had to suffer Abdus. So perhaps one could say to a certain level of as much as the din is or othering is allowed to hit his evidence, every canal is allowed to hit his evidence. If one is allowed to hit it, did a game your mind, if he died, if he survived more than day person or chanitra, there are demon of evidence. And since Kaiser had there was a grave out of it anyway, some if a mixie were to hit a yid in the course of normal working just getting then that was the grave out, that was the grave. Perhaps the mixie wouldn't have been high for that. The Ber Yosef says, another Nekuda, he says, perhaps if a Mitzvah was to hit a Yid, he wouldn't be chayv, because the Mitzvah was on the top of Gzeis Malchus, because power decreed this, what it should be. But whatever, the under a normal run of things in Mitzrayim, a Mitzvah hitting a Yid would not be chayv, because that was part of the Gzeis. However, what happens if a Mitzvah takes advantage of the fact that he's allowed to hit a Yid, and he's got a personal score to settle with the Yid. And he starts giving him Malchus, not part of the Abdus. That you've got no right to do. There's a demos, a din chesh mishpat, a shnit chesh mishpat, a smad, a tadro, the whole discussion, what happens, is it often hit anybody, le'yetim, if it hit a Yid, obviously, as we know. What happens, there is a din, nafusha misura, which is, if someone who's eating in a veil or eating in whatever, if the only way I can stop him is by hitting him, then perhaps I shouldn't say it so loud, but I'll be doing I have to know exactly when and how that applies, but in theory, you're allowed to Nafish Misura. What happens if Reuven's the Shimon doing an Aveira, and Reuven's got huge tainas on Shimon, and he's got tainas on Shimon, Shimon swindled him, Shimon's a gamut, and then he's like, oh, he's like, I'll take him damage, I can't even offer. Also, Mechayev. You're not hitting the Lafushim Yisura. You want to bring everything else in? That's not permitted. That's the offer. So Ayyubah said the same thing about the Mitzrayim. Even if you were to say, Mashah from the Pasuk, that the Mitzrayim, under certain circumstances, would be allowed to hit a yeast, because that was part of the Gzeiras Avdus, part of the Gzeiras Malchus. And if a Mitzri has got his own personal vendetta against the yeast, and he starts hitting him, he don't have it. That's why. If so, this is the chat in the past. Vayhi bayomi mohim vayid al moshe vayid terecha vayab sid loisom vaya ish mitzri makit ish ivri meyechov. He saw him hitting. Rashi says, "Va'yifen choy v'choy." So Rashi chapter, what's that? "Va'yifen choy v'choy." Ro ma'asel be'vayis, ma'asel be'asode. Moshe looks and says, "What's going on here?" He sees this. He must have witnessed the mitzri coming out of the house and the yid coming into the house and the yid shouting at the mitzri and shouting at the yid. So what's going on? This is not to do. This is not work related. This is something else here. He listened to what was going on, and he realized the mitzvah is taking it out on the yid, because the yid realized what the mitzvah has done, the violation of ish, to start getting impeached. Ah, that's why you're getting impeached. I can check it to a high misa, so high misa. The Enoch and Amma, the boy is not high misa, because he was violation of ish, because there was no agents. That Piruach HaKadosh, you can't kill him. Can't convict him of something he's done, Piruach HaKadosh. But the reason, we ask the question, why does Rashi mention the fact the goy was boilish of ish, but otherwise, had it not been that, then the Moshe wouldn't have killed him, because the Mitzrayim were not chayiv misa. If they hit as part of a work-related thing, then they wouldn't be chayiv. It's only because when there were a yitzhu, mitzhu, who makes it a personal their death against the yid, and uses the excuse that means my eved, that's awesome. And this is the example which the Torah gives of Moshe Rabbeinu's vayav b'siv loisav. Why is this the example? Well, especially starting, why is this the example? The answer is, and there's a great lesson here in for us in Nosa Boilem Chaveiro in Chesed generally. Let me be makdim. Chazal say that Kol Nosim Puta LaOni Mizbarach B'Sheish Brachos. Whoever gives Baka Mizbarach B'Sheish Brachos, even gives a Puta. Kol Amafaisa Midvorim, someone who's Mafais, who's Mafais LaOni Mizbarach B'Yudalas Brachos. Tosafot says there, Bobasra, that if someone gives Pruta, Andy, and he's a Fagoy, he's 17, 11 plus 6 is 17. That's the chat. The Fagoy's a bit worried, he didn't give him a penny. It's very nice. He gives him a nice smile and a cup of tea, but he doesn't give him any money. So what's up with Ani? The answer is that part of Chesed, Chesed is not what you do, how you do it, what the other person needs. What the other person, the Oni, he needs money, obviously, but perhaps even more than that, on many occasions, he needs chizuk, he needs that someone respects him, he doesn't want to feel down from, look down upon. So if you, someone's Mephaisa appreciates the need of the Oni, what the Oni needs, a Mephaisa Midvorin, someone who's Mephaisa Oni, Mizbach Yud Aleph Brachs. It's obvious to someone who wants to patter himself from giving, I'm not making a deal now, with being nice and not giving money, it's not talking about that, but Al-Kopanim, have a five-day Midvorim, if he understands what the Oni needs, he thinks into the Oni situation. Sometimes we tend to throw, so step through the chesed, no, I've done it. Have a five-day Oni to understand what the other person needs, to be Mesa Bo'elit Chaveya, to carry yourself, see what it's like, and see what it is like to be in such a person's situation. I think that perhaps this is what the Torah is telling us here. The Torah describes to us the vayabas and loisam of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it doesn't say how he helped each one, how he was most of nefesh for each one, and how he acted. Because that's something which, you know, it would take a heart of stone not to react to that. You can see that. It doesn't require any grace of seichel. You don't need to put yourself to the person's matzav, to think into the person's matzav, in order to be able to help him. Because you can see. But the Torah wants to highlight here, it's not just the being noisa b'olam chaveiro, it's the going into the other person's situation, and putting yourself into their shoes, and thinking about what's happening to this day, what do they need? And this is the story. This is what we're being told here. Moshe Rabbeinu sees a mitzri hitting a yid, just as we say, the commonplace thing in the tribe. So he could just walk past it, but he stops to think, why is this mitzri hitting the yid? And he starts analyzing it. He sees, came out the house, came in the house. There's been some monkey business here. And the mitzri's got no right to be hitting the yid. And if he's got no right to be hitting the yid, then he's chayiv misa. So he killed him. The shem am feyosh, mitzvah b'nei shemayim, akum shezo chayiv misa. And the Torah highlights this, rather than highlighting all the gewaltige chesed that Moshe Rabbeinu did, because aside, chesed is very important, the mitzvah is very important, but more important is to understand the other person's situation. And it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood, went into that person's situation. And that's what the Torah highlights. This is why, this is the example which the Torah gives us of Moshe Rabbeinu's Vayab Tzivlo. There's an interesting Yerushalmi, Rashi quotes the tradition, which brings out this point. The Gemara says briefly, the Yerushalmi is more marich. Yesh machil odiv tisuni. If somebody who feeds his father with tisuni, very choshev machil, quail or something, very fat meat, and he gets in the Russian Gemara, yesh machil odiv tisuni, the Torah demid o'ilam. And he doesn't get any of my boy, he loses any of my boy for it. The yesh, Navida derechaim, there's another case where someone makes his father work with a millstone, grind physical work, Rashi explains the chapters like this. There was one fellow who had a father living with him, and he gave his father to eat, and he gave him a very choshev meal. So the father said, "Where do you get to bread? How do you afford such wonderful meals?" He said, "Never mind, old man, just eat up. Yeah, man, just eat up." Yesh machel obit b'syoin, the Torah in the Olam. He did chesed, that's called chesed. He did an act of chesed, but that's understanding the situation of the other person. Torah in the Olam. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. The other one, yesh matchinei b'rechayim, there was another case, a person, he made him grind a millstone. The son made the father grind on the millstone, physical work. And he got him a boffin. What was that? So Rashi says the case was the father received a transcription notice from the melech. He's going to turn up to the national service. And the father was obviously an elderly person, and it wouldn't be too much. So the son said, you know, his dad, he said, I'll go. You know, but I've got my farm for that or whatever. You just say, you do my job. You walk around with the millstone, and I'll take your place. So they go, the mot yesh matchinoi berechayim. And he's zeichet to elam habar because that's kibbutz. Ostensibly he's not doing a chesed, but he's doing a chesed. So here we see that it's not what you do, it's how you do it, and it's understanding the other person's matzav. And that's why the Rebbeinu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ato hinachta asakecha, you left what you were doing, v'alachta lirois b'tzaron shel Yisrael, and you went to see the pain of Klal Yisrael." So the chayecha, he says, I will leave Shemayim, and I'll come down to Tachtayim and I will speak with you. That's how a person is Zechut is Yat Kishmayim. We should help Taka, we should be able to follow in this way, and be Zechut Yat Kishmayim all the time.